This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to visit with David Widmar. He is co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And getting close to 2017, we're going to look at the 2016 agricultural year in review and get David Widmar's thoughts on how 2016 went. And David, let's start with your list on ageconomist.com. Starting with the head-scratching net farm income estimates we had from several people out this year. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, so initially the USDA came out last February with a net farm income estimate for 2015 and 2016 that put us close to historic lows when we adjust for inflation and we look back to history. Levels rivaling those of the 1980s. Then in August, there was a revision, a big revision, $24 billion, and it was an upward move, closer to average for the long-term history there. So kind of a head-scratcher. That was a big adjustment. That $24 billion is roughly equivalent to the cash receipts of grain and livestock for all production in the state of Nebraska. So it was a big change. One of the elements that's going on is that producers are pulling back on some of their capital purchases, and that's been a kind of a big adjustment the USDA has made. It's worth noting that capital expenditures were down 26% in 2015, which is rivaling the 27% contraction in 1985. So big adjustments going on.
Now, exactly. And we hated to see it, but 2016 was the return of the LDP, especially in wheat.
Big story in the Great Plains, especially out in Nebraska, a lot of listeners. LDP, the Loan Deficiency Payment Program, came back into force for U.S. wheat. Really a reflection of strong inventories, strong production, and just a general bleak outlook for wheat production in 2016 and rolling into 2017.
Arc County paying out big time in 2016. Talk about what we saw with the Arc County program payments.
Yeah, so Arc County in 2016 had big payments, big checks cut this fall. Of course, those payments were a reflection of 2015 production, and so payments hit about 25% of farm income, the highest that we've seen that relationship since 2006. However, beware, we expect the Arc County program to lose some of its payment structure heading into 2017 for crops paid in 2018. So we don't expect these large payments moving forward with the program.
All right, let's wrap it up by talking about Donald Trump winning the election in November. That's got to be a big ag story.
Yes, President-elect Trump made number 19 and 20 on our list this year. Number 19 for the surprise election and number 20 for the unknown for what the next year in his presidency will bring. Rural voters came out and really supported Mr. Trump and helped lead the election, but there are some questions that remain. How will the administration approach trade with China, which is very big for U.S. agriculture, our number two trade partner? How will the administration look at the renewable fuel standard, which has been a key pillar of support in the ag economy? And how will the administration deal with immigration and labor issues? Finally, we have the farm bill. The new farm bill will start, discussions will start probably next spring. So some key issues to keep in mind for that new administration.
David Widmar from AgEconomist.com, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, and that is a part of the list of the top 20 agricultural stories of 2016. You can look at the entire list on the blog at AgEconomist.com. With this week's program, I'm Joe Gangwish.